to the Super Bowl last night, the Kansas City Chiefs edged out the San Francisco 49ers in overtime. Here's that moment, a pass from the Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes to Mecole Hardman in the end zone on CBS Sports.
First and goal. Mahomes flings it. It's there! Hardman! Jackpot, Kansas City!
Woohoo! It turns out Mecole didn't even know overtime rules. Mahomes said after, "I threw a touchdown to this dude to end the game, and he had no idea." The Chiefs becoming the first team to win back-to-back titles since the New England Patriots 19 years ago. WBUR's Kyrie Thompson is here. Hi, Kyrie.
How you doing, Robin?
Well, except that I didn't sleep last night, which you can probably hear, just fine. Look, our thoughts to fans, including co-host Deepa Fernandez in California. The 49ers did look like the better team till the end. Was this all about Mahomes, you know, kind of saying, if I have to run it in myself, we're winning this?
In effect, yes. I do think the Chiefs are a bit more well-rounded than they've been in a number of years. And their defense is better than it's been in the past. Because that used to be sort of the knock on the Chiefs that, oh, the offense was good and they score lots of points, but the defense wasn't keeping teams out of the end zone. But this year was a little bit different. Patrick Mahomes had to not necessarily put up as many points as usual. He had to be Superman in a different way because his supporting cast on offense wasn't as explosive and dynamic as usual. So he had to just focus on making fewer mistakes, let the defense do its job, make things hard on the opposing offense. And then when it's that time at the end of the game, time's winding down, you've got to make a play. Then you put on the Superman cape. And he did it once again. His third Super Bowl title and his third Super Bowl MVP. Really remarkable beginning to a career.
Yeah, it was. But let's also talk about some moments. One that went viral when star tight end Travis Kelce, you might have heard, you know, he had a girlfriend who was there. He was seen really shouting at his coach, Andy Reid. Heated exchange. What was going on there?
Well, that was a play where there was a mistake down when the Chiefs were about to score a touchdown. The Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco fumbled the football. Travis Kelce wasn't in the game for that play, and he went up to Andy Reid. He had just been taken out of the game for a backup who was going to be in there to block, and he was going up to Andy Reid ostensibly to say, "Why did you take me out of the game? That mistake wouldn't have happened if I was in the game. I would have, you know, made the correct play, and the mistake wouldn't have happened." Obviously, you cannot be going up to your coach and confronting him that way. After a big mistake, it's not good for team morale. It's also not a good look. Everybody saw it.
Right.
And I think that if that were any other player, there are some consequences for Travis Kelce. But because he is going to be a Hall of Famer and because you need him to win the game, it's the Super Bowl, you can't take him out of the game and discipline him. But
right
obviously
in front of his girlfriend,
good look.
You can't do that. My favorite line on social media was, "Can someone explain why Travis Kelce is yelling at Wilford Brimley?" Who is that? The late beloved actor who Reed looks a lot like. Look, just quickly, the San Francisco 49ers, led by head coach Kyle Shanahan, terrific quarterback Brock Purdy. Just your thoughts on where they are.
Well, you never know when you're going to get a chance to be back in the Super Bowl. And I think that that may have been their shot to win. It will be interesting to see if they make it back. Brock Purdy has had a lot of doubters. He was the last pick in the draft, last year. And, you know, they call him Mr. Irrelevant for that reason. But he's really shown that he's so much more than that title. It's just, it's so difficult. You know, when you miss your shot like this, you don't know if you're going to be able to make it back. But Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers have been in the mix basically for the last 5 years, and they're going to be a good team that we'll be able to watch in the future as well.
And the Chiefs, it's early, but could they be the first team to three-peat, three Super Bowls in a row?
If you could do it this year with this team that Patrick Mahomes had, then yes, because he didn't really have a whole lot of talent to throw to outside of Travis Kelce, and they did it anyway.
Oh, we've run out of time. We can't talk about Taylor Swift. Sorry. WBUR's Kyrie Thompson, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.